its current state on WKAR. It is great to be looking ahead to another basketball game this time of year. And Friday night at 9:45, number 3 seed MSU, number 2 seed Duke. The Free Press's Joe Rexroad joins us this morning to talk Spartan basketball. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Mark.
The intensity of this contest will likely be between, 9.8 and 10, I imagine. How do these two teams compare as we sit here Monday morning?
Yeah, this should be a really good game. I mean, I've already heard a few different people, national analysts say this is the best game of the Sweet 16 round. And I think it looks like a really even matchup, especially I've really looked up front. Adrian Payne, Ryan Kelly, and then Derek Nix, Mason Plumlee. Really interesting. I mean, Mason Plumlee is about 3 inches taller than Derek Nix and about 40 pounds lighter. So they both have sort of their things, hard to move Nix out of there for Plumlee, but Plumlee is also really quick. And then, the way Adrian Payne has been playing, he's tough for anyone to deal with right now. But Ryan Kelly, Duke is 20-1 when Ryan Kelly is in the lineup this year. And he's a very good shooter. So those two matchups really intrigue me.
Let's talk a little bit about the play of Derek Nix. The sole Spartan senior appears to want to make his last few games really memorable.
Yeah, he was clearly intense last weekend, and I think as confident as I've seen him, and probably as ornery as I've seen him.
A little out of character.
A little bit, yeah. At times over the years he'd flare up and, get a little fired up or whatever. But, yeah, like throughout the weekend he just had this sort of, he was sort of brooding on the sideline and then going out there and really just playing his hardest. And, of course, the well-documented little huddle spat with Keith Appling and just 36 points in two games and rebounding and defending and fouling people hard. So, I mean, that's exactly the kind of thing that Tom Izzo's been looking for from Nix, especially as his only senior and as one of his captains. So, right now I look at him as the guy who's spearheading everything.
You also write this morning about Brandon Dawson. The stats may look the same, but something has changed here late in the season.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was better for him in Chicago and then even better at the Palace. Just, I think he's sort of forgotten now about, how many shots did I get today? And it's just, look, can I help the team as a defender, as a rebounder? And I thought his energy was really good. And, he's very athletic, and you haven't seen that as much in the last, few weeks of the season, which I think, you can trace also the fact that, let's face it, he blew his knee a year ago, but it looks like he's regained some of that, maybe a little bit of focus too, and I thought he was really big for Michigan State against Memphis with a one-point game, but he had 6 rebounds, he played really good defense, and he was all over the floor tapping the ball. Even when he didn't get a rebound, he kept some balls alive for other teammates to get them, and if he plays like that, the thing with Brandon Dawson is Duke is pretty small on the perimeter. And so they're going to have a matchup problem with him, someone giving up, 4 or 5 inches to him, trying to keep him off the offensive glass.
We also want to send good vibes to Susie Merchant and the MSU women. It's Maryland tonight at 7:20 in the Bridgeport Regional. That's on ESPN2. The Free Press's Joe Rexroad. Thank you, Joe.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Mark.